S K O 4 and an H.
An H K I 4 D O S.
Oh. Hey, behind me on 85.
Not where you are. I'm coming up on exit 60. I'm about 1 mile from there.
Exit 69 now. Looks like the road's starting to back up quite a bit.
Appreciate that. That don't surprise me, though.
I was just sitting here driving along, and next thing I know, my GPS backed up, looking in front of me, and cars start to slow down a lot.
That BS in the car with me, that's in the truck. Of course, I got it on the phone, but I'm not using the phone right now, but I know where I'm at.
I just mainly used to get back down this way, now I'm just pretty much using it for traffic conditions.
Yeah. You don't never know what you're liable to run into out here on the interstate.
We're in 85 around Pelham Road, which is right about where I'm at now. Man, it's getting, it's starting to really slow down here. I'm going 25 now.
I'm comparing the construction part, putting it.
Construction, it'd be way worse than this, but it looks like the other 85 north. Oh, wow. 85 north, the exit from Pelham Road to 85 North, they have, like, fire trucks, cop cars, the whole works, man.
Accidente down there someplace.
I only see three, or I saw three cars. I just passed it now, so I couldn't really tell the extent of the damage, though.
I think my other cars are tore up, as long as the people inside are okay.
I'd be honest, Gary, if they need my radio equipment, I'd offer it a heartbeat.
Well, good. I hadn't run into any backups yet. I'm going under Brockman McClyman Road up here, exit 58. It slowed down a little bit, but it's still running about 70.
Hey, Pelham Road, it's starting to pick up a little bit, but it looks like we're about to hit that construction speed again. But at least I'm going 45 right now, so I really can't complain.
At least we got the tires still on the road, and there ain't no big scratches or dents anywhere around us.
Yeah, you're right about that one. I probably got more tire than you, though, right now. My car is sitting at 26 PSI, screaming at me to refill the tires with air.
I get in a hurry out here on the road all the time, but if you go short distances, you know, you're not going to make up that much time. Might make up a minute or two, but you're not going to make up a whole lot. But if you're driving West Coast or something, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 miles, yeah, you'll make up some time that way.
I mean, you did that whenever you were still a truck driver?
I did that a lot when I was running out West Coast. Not real proud of it, but that's what the way you make your money. As long as the tires are moving, you're making money. If you have to stop for an accident or something like that, you're sitting still, you're not making any money.
Yeah, I might keep that in mind next time I see a truck driver, especially ones I know that may have went through an accident or something.
Getting back up here at 14 now, so I guess I'll ease back on the accelerator a little bit. Maybe I won't have to hit the brake pedal too soon.
So I'm actually over here along the 385, 146, about to hit the bridge switch. I can barely hit the repeater, I can barely hear it half the time.
Little bam right here at the, just after you come under 14, a red Toyota pickup truck and a SUV behind him couldn't stop quick enough, wasn't paying attention. And now he got to have some body work done on his SUV.
So I saw, I wasn't too sure. I saw a pickup truck, but I could not make out the other vehicles there.
15, there's a, not 14, what is that right there? I guess that is 14. It's either a dark blue or black SUV run into the back of that red pickup truck. Right front quarter panel is just, not the right front, the left front quarter panel is gone on that SUV. I just hope nobody got hurt.
I didn't see any ambulances, so I'm hoping they should be okay. I hope. Honestly, I'm hoping they're okay.
West Marshall, Well, I couldn't tell if the airbags had deployed or not. Probably did, since it was a front-end type collision on the SUV. But, sometimes those airbags can do more damage than anything else.
You're right about that. I know they got a bunch of recalls on those airbags, but at least for this one brand, but I don't know if it still applies today with all the new cars or not.
Think about it, but those airbags have to inflate so fast, sometimes if you're leaning forward in the seatbelt and then all of a sudden that airbag smacks you in the face, that could be a good feeling.
Mobile for ID? Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man. I've saw some of the way these steering wheel brackets are made, but it's been a long time since I saw, especially with the new BMW models. It's unreal how they put those steering wheel brackets, especially for around the airbags.
Almost up here to the Pelham Road exit. There's a wreck over there on the northbound side now. That's the one you were talking about with the fire trucks, I guess. There wasn't any on the south side up there at 14.
I thought I was around Pelham Road, between Pelham and 14. I'm actually over here by, I think this is, if I remember correctly, Augusta Road, 25, if I'm not mistaken. So it's picked back up. It's normal traffic now down this way.
Dad, like I said, I think I'm going to jump off on 385 up here and run through town. Yeah, there's a black SUV and a reddish little car and another car and a black truck and another little black car, and they've got the on-ramp coming off of Pelham Road. The on-ramp going north is all blocked up. They've got it blocked off, so that's what's happening on the north side.
So I figured everybody was slowing down because they saw the cop cars. I mean, it's a little bit in the south side, but now it's all north side. I'm actually still on long 85. I'm actually, I'm waiting to hit 29 towards Pelzer. I'm probably going to take that straight back to my GPH.
It needs to go, but it won't be as long as it has been.
The traffic isn't backed up, it was like it was back up there towards Gaffney. Road up there, what do you know what they're doing up there by chance?
They're widening it to three lanes, or six lanes all the way up through there. And they've been working on it for, I don't know how many years now, but don't seem to be making a whole lot of headway. I told my wife, I said, if the planners that figure out how to do these roads and that sort of thing, if they would do one side at a time, I believe they could get through a lot quicker.
That's what they did on working on 85 to in the 385 exits, if I'm not mistaken. They shut one side off for a weekend. The next weekend, they do the other side. But they finally got that done. And after about 2 years, they finally just tearing it down, doing a different way. Tearing that back down, doing another way. it just seemed like they couldn't make up their mind on there for a while. But I thought it was going on up there. I couldn't tell, though. I haven't went up that way in years, so it was definitely night and day from last time I was up there.
Yeah, it's going on for quite a number of years now. They're making it six lane all the way up to the state line. I haven't quite made it up that far yet, but they're gaining on it, I guess, as far as that goes. And one day it'll be done, and by that time they'll want to add another lane or two on both sides all the way up. There's always going to be road construction.
Without a shadow of a doubt there, Gary. You're absolutely right there, honestly. I'm actually surprised it got down to 385-85 area.
Even on that, back when I was gainfully employed, and I've been retired 5 years, and they just haven't just finished down here. So, they probably worked on that for 10 years or better.
I was, back when I used to go down to Fountain Inn for a while, seeing my exit time, It was nonstop broken strokes, especially when we were leaving during the night. It was nearly impossible to get back to Fountain Inn that way. We had to take the back way.
Good guy that lives up above Charlotte. And, well, you were there talking to him, and he said he was going to take the back roads home. He could make it home quicker going the back roads than he could going the interstate.
I think I know who you're talking about. That one gentleman had the lady standing right beside him, correct?
Rock Hill and take the back roads home. Said he could make it quicker going that way than he could going the interstate with all the construction.
So what it's like getting from Gaffney northbound up to Charlotte, man, I can only imagine how bad that is. Especially with what I saw on southbound. Oh, my good word.
I don't envy those people that have to be out here on the interstates. All the time, you know, driving. I don't mind getting on them occasionally, but my wife called me on the way home, and she said, "Don't you get upset." And I said, "I'm just sitting back here chilling." I said, "They go as slow or as fast as they want to. I'm just going to mind my own business and try not to get bumped or whatnot." And I said, "If I can do that, get home safely, all well and good."
Honestly, I barely get on the interstate half the time anymore as is. I mainly go up there when I'm going up to my dad's house, Camphora, Murray. That's about the only time I go on the interstate now. If I'm going from Pelzer or Piedmont area to, like, maybe Greenville if I decide to take the interstate, but it's hit or miss with me taking the interstate now.
Hey, I don't even like to get on Highway 123 through easily over there. I run all the little back roads around the house, but I know all of those pretty well. And I know how to move with all that traffic out there on 123.
Yeah, I remember about 123. Gary, I'm pulling off of the ear power to spill now, and looks like I'm starting to drop the repeaters for some reason. I guess all these power lines are finally affecting my radio somewhat. Gary, 73, it was nice hanging out with you today, man. I'll talk to you next time. This has been KO4NNH. I'll be clear after your final, Gary.
It was definitely my pleasure. I had a lot of fun and enjoyed the conversation and all the help you gave me unloading and loading and all of that stuff. You have a safe trip home to the house. We'll say 73 to you for now, young man. You take care. KO4NNH, KI4DOS Mobile.
This repeater just seems to amaze me every time.
Hey, Richard, I hadn't heard you in a while.
Well, workplace has been keeping me busy, so that's why I haven't checked into the net. I'm headed over to Piedmont to put a water heater in for my sister.
You going to do some manual labor here in a minute.
Yeah, luckily it's hopefully won't be too awful bad.
For your sake and your nerves this afternoon, that wouldn't be good if it was a big problem.
Place hadn't slowed down hardly any. We're still kicking out anywhere from 425 to 480 vehicles a shift.
Where in the world they selling all them things, don't it, Richard?
Jesus me, they're starting to... For some reason, they're starting to back up around there. I don't know if it's because they can't get them off the property fast enough or what.
On the news the other day, it said they need 80,000 truck drivers right now. Now, whether that's so or not, I don't know, but that's a lot of truck drivers, buddy.
And this bit about having the ports run 24/7 doesn't mean anything if you can't get stuff out of the ports.
Getting the stuff out of the ports, I don't think is a problem. I think the problem is the port people not getting the ships in and getting it off the ships. From what I've been reading, you know, about all the ships that are parked off the coast, whether it be around here or out in California. There's a lot of folks either sitting down on their job, not doing a whole lot, or they tried to import too much at one time. I don't know which.
The biggest problem is that gang in Washington.
Get the Puzzle Palace, that may help things. I don't know. Right there, young man. I'm going to pull in right here and grab me something cold to drink. I'm a little bit dry. Been up to the ham fest up there in Gaffney since about 7 o'clock this morning. And I'm going to stop and get me something cold to drink. I had a drink in here, but it got hot, and I don't want to drink it hot. So I'm going to run in the store and grab me something cold to drink. You take care. Good hearing you. And hope to hear you again real soon. KK4FTU, KI4DOS Mobile.
My son-in-law's headed that way, and he said it was 85 southbound was a parking lot, and northbound's not much better. And you have a good one too, Gary, and tell Joy I said hello, and hope you get some bees, or if you do still have some, I hope they're doing well. And the chickens too. 73's, my friend, KI4DOS, KK4FTU Mobile.